From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, they've had years of education, so why didn't most economists see this financial collapse coming? A few thoughts on that just ahead.
But first, in a reversal of their past position, Senate Democrats are now moving toward accepting Roland Burris to fill President-elect Obama's vacant Senate seat. NPR's Brian Naylor is following the story. Brian, what is the Democratic leadership saying, and why did they change their minds?
No, they met with Mr. Burris for a while this morning, and they came out, majority leader Harry Reid came out and said that pending what happens in the Illinois Supreme Court, they're waiting to rule on whether or not the Secretary of State can block certification of the appointment of Mr. Burris by Governor Blagojevich. If the court rules that the appointment is valid and that the Secretary of State must validate it, then that paperwork is coming back to Washington. And what the Democratic leaders seem to be saying is if all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, they're now willing to seat Mr. Burris. And I think what happened was that in the past couple of days, there's been a lot of anger on the part of African Americans inside and outside of Congress saying that Mr. Burris, who is black, should be seated. A key member of the Senate, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, the chair of the Rules Committee, said he should be seated. And frankly, it's a distraction that Democrats really don't need right now, facing the severe economic situation they find themselves or the country finds itself in. So right. I think they want this to be over with.
Speaking about the economy, a news conference this morning from President-elect Barack Obama, what did he say about the deficit?
The Congressional Budget Office now says it's going to be a $1.2 trillion deficit this fiscal year, a huge amount of money. And Obama says if the government isn't careful, there are going to be trillion-dollar deficits for as far as the eye can see. And so he's working to on an economic stimulus package that will address the deficit, it'll probably boost the deficit, but it will work to stimulate the economy so that tax revenues will recover, and that's one of the big contributing factors to the red ink in Washington.
We have something new here. At that news conference, Mr. Obama talked about his choice for the nation's first chief performance officer.
During the campaign, I said that we must scour this budget line by line, eliminating what we don't need or what doesn't work, and improving the things that do. As the first chief performance officer, Nancy Killefer is uniquely qualified to lead that effort.
Now, Brian, who is Nancy Killefer and what are her qualifications for this brand new job?
She has worked in the private sector as a financial analyst, as a corporate management consultant, and also for the government. She worked in the Treasury Department. Mr. Obama today credited her with helping bring the IRS's computer system into the 21st century. She has experience in combing over budgets and looking for areas to cut, and that seems to be her job description under this new position in the White House.
NPR's Brian Naylor talking with us from Washington. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Noah.